Joined once again with State Representative Steve Riley to talk about the end of the legislative period. And I know some specific legislation deals with our youth and with the penalty that comes with vaping and selling vaping products to youth. Talk about that bill, Steve.
Well, I know, Wes, and I think this has happened throughout the state, but I've had several people in this community, educators and others, many others, who have been very concerned about the rapid increase of vaping by our young people. And so, basically, we passed two laws, bills, to deal with this. One bill dealt with schools only, and penalties, what happens to students if they use vape in school. And one thing is, if it takes this out of hand, vapes are illegal for young people, so if they have those are supposed to be confiscated. And many times, the schools have problems with people wanting to get their vapes back, their kids had. And basically, the law reiterates the law that once they collect that, they cannot give it back to anybody. It's because it's illegal for young people to possess. And then we also dealt with a law that deals with selling to young people. And this bill sometimes can be misinterpreted. The bill doesn't change the law as far as making it illegal to sell to anybody under 21. Doesn't change that at all. It doesn't change what is legal or illegal for sold at vaping stores or convenience stores or whatever sells vaping stuff. All this bill does is it increases the penalty for when you do that, because we hear from a lot of people in our communities that these products are being sold to young people. And we just want to stop that. So basically, anybody who sells vapes does that. If they follow the law as it is right now, then they have nothing to worry about. Doesn't change that.
So going forward here, what's next? We're wrapping up the session and we have the veto period. What can citizens expect to come out of the next couple of weeks in Frankfort?
So obviously, Wes, we passed the budget, finalized that one on Thursday night. Then all the laws that we passed, the budget and everything, goes to the governor. The governor what? Has three options during this veto period. He can sign the bill and it becomes law. He can not sign the bill but leave it alone and it becomes law, or he can veto the bill. When the governor vetoes the bill, it goes back to the House and the Senate, and they can override it with a majority vote. And since I've been in Frankfort for 8 years, every bill that's been vetoed, whether it was vetoed by Republican Governor Matt Bevin or the Democratic Governor Andy Beshear, we've overridden every veto because you only have to have a simple majority. If you thought the bill was good enough the first time, then why would you change your mind on the second time on the bill? So I anticipate the governor will veto some bills, and I anticipate that they will be overridden.